Today we're building one of the most useful tension tools in drum and bass, a filtered breakdown that feels like the track is getting things systemed into a new section. And by that, I mean the energy doesn't just stop, it mutates. The drums back off, the bass gets reshaped, the break opens up, and the whole arrangement breathes before the next hit. That's the vibe we want for jungle, old-school DNB, rollers, and darker bass music. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using warp, resampling, filtering, automation, and arrangement phrasing. So this is not just a filter sweep on the master and call it a day. We're going to make it feel like a real record arrangement. First thing, set up your phrase. Find a 16-bar section where the breakdown will live. In DNB, the cleanest results usually happen when you respect 4-bar phrasing. So think in chunks. A lead in, the main filtered breakdown, and then a 1-bar or 2-bar pre-drop setup. If your track is around 170 to 174 BPM, that 4-bar logic matters even more. Old school jungle especially loves clear phrase movement. It gives DJs and listeners a proper reset without killing momentum. A small but very helpful workflow tip here is to color code your elements. Keep your drums, bass, atmospheres, effects, and returns visually separate. It makes the resampling stage way faster and helps you stay creative instead of getting lost in the weeds. Now let's deal with the break. Before anything else, warp your break correctly. Drag in your jungle break or edited loop, open clip view, and turn warp on. For tight drum loops and chopped breaks, start with beats mode. If you're working with more atmospheric or full loop material, Complex Pro can help keep the tonal character smoother. For a classic jungle feel, beats is usually the move. Try preserve at 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how chopped the break is. Keep the grain short enough that the hits stay crisp. And don't over-quantize it. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. You want the break to stay alive. Listen for the snare flam feel. Listen for ghost note pocket. A tiny bit of drag and sound way more authentic than perfect grid alignment. Jungle and old school DNB needs swing and breath. If the warp is too rigid, the break turns into a laptop loop instead of a record. Once the break is feeling right, build a drum bed. Group at least 2 layers together, your main break, and either a second break layer or some ghost percussion. Then put drum bus on the group, but keep it subtle. A little drive can give you punch. Don't overdo crunch unless the loop is too clean. And boom is usually off for this kind of breakdown unless you specifically want extra weight. After that, add auto filter to the group. This is where the breakdown starts to take shape. Set it up as a low pass filter and automate the cutoff down over time. You might start around 10 to 14 kHz in the full energy section, then bring it down somewhere between 300 hz and a couple of kHz depending on how stripped you want it. A touch of resonance can help the filter feel musical, but don't let it whistle. You want movement, not pain. If you want a darker, more layered feel, try a second auto filter after drum bus. One filter can do the broad tone shaping, and the second can handle the breakdown sweep itself. That two-stage filtering trick is really effective in DNB because it makes the section feel designed rather than accidental. And don't forget the tiny stuff. Ghost hits, shuffled perk hits, little break fragments tucked behind the main loop. Those details keep the groove moving when the low pass starts closing in. Now here's where the lesson really becomes resampling, not just automation. Route your bass group to a new audio track and set it to resampling, or use audio from your bass bus. Record a few bars of the bass line. Focus on the phrase that has the best motion, the best saturation, and the strongest note interaction. What you're trying to capture is the character of the bass, the res motion, the filter movement, the envelope shape, and any saturation already happening in the sound. This printed version is great for breakdowns because it feels committed. It feels like a record, not a plugin being auditioned in real time. Once you've recorded it, chop it into usable phrases. If the bass has tonal movement, warp it with Complex Pro. If you want to re-trigger parts like a new instrument, try slicing it to a MIDI track or loading it into Sampler. Then process the printed bass in its own lane. Use auto filter to sweep it down, saturator for a little drive, EQ to clear mud around 200 to 400 Hz if needed, and utility if you want to narrow the stereo image below the low mids. A lot of people make the mistake of just filtering the MIDI bass and calling it resampling. But printed bass has a different attitude. It carries the history of the sound. That's why it works so well in filtered breakdowns. Now shape the actual bass phrasing. Don't let it play continuously the whole time. In DNB, tension often comes from controlled absence. Use the resampled audio or MIDI to create short call and response phrases. Maybe the bass answers every 2 beats. Maybe it drops out for a bar and comes back with a filtered tail. Maybe you hold one note right before the pre-drop and let the silence do the work. That silence is powerful. A classic old-school move is to let the bass disappear for half a bar, then re-enter with a hollow, filtered tail. It gives the break room to breathe while still keeping the pressure alive. Think of the breakdown as a performance of energy loss, not just muting things. Here's a good structural idea. Bars 1 to 4, the full bass is still present. Bars 5 to 8, the bass starts answering more sparsely. Bars 9 to 12, you've got more gaps and more tension. Bars 13 to 16, you're building the final lift into the drop with a filtered pickup or a short fill. Now add atmosphere and effects. This is the support layer, not the headline. Keep it low in the mix. Vinyl room noise, rain, an industrial drone, a reverse pad, a dark wash, a subtle synth bed. All of that can work. High pass it around 150 to 300 HC so it doesn't fight the drums and bass. If it gets brittle, use a gentle EQ shelf to tame it. Autopan can add subtle movement at half note or one bar rates. And a little reverb, send can open the space without turning the whole thing into soup. If you want a harsher jungle or more aggressive modern feel, resample an FX sweep or noise burst and layer it into the transition. Then automate its reverb and delay sends in the last one or two bars. That helps the section feel like it's evolving instead of just fading. And here's a great arrangement move. Let the atmosphere rise a little as the drums thin out. Even though less is playing, the track can feel bigger if the space expands at the right time. Now we automate with intention. Use separate automation lanes for different layers. That's a big one. Don't make drums, bass, and atmosphere all open and close at the exact same moment. Let them move at different speeds. That creates a much more natural breakdown. Good things to automate include bass cutoff, drum cutoff, reverb send, delay send, utility width on atmospheres or FX track volume or clip gain for a final lift. A solid shape is this. The first four bars stay fairly open. Bars 5 to 8 start closing the filter and raising space. Bars 9 to 12 get more aggressive with resonance and movement. Bars 13 to 16 strip away the low end and build toward the final fill. For the bass cutoff, you might move from around 8k HC down to somewhere near 200 to 600 HC. Reverb send can go from almost nothing up to a noticeable transition amount in the final bars. And keep the sub mono. Always, your low end should stay disciplined, while the higher harmonics get filtered and twisted around. That's what gives you club weight without losing the breakdown mood. Now let's design the return to the drop. The final bar before the drop should hint at impact without giving everything away. That could be the snare fill with a reverb tail, a reversed cymbal, a filtered bass pickup, short tape stop style moment, or even a beat of silence before the hit. For an old-school jungle feel, a chopped break fill usually works better than a giant glossy riser. A quick snare roll or a fast break edit feels more authentic and keeps the record energy intact. And one really strong trick, pull the atmosphere back slightly before the impact. Pull the reverb send down on the final beat. Make the first drop hit dry and confident. That contrast is what makes the drop feel huge. If the breakdown is done right, the return should feel earned. A good test is to leave almost no low end in the last moment before the drop. Maybe just a tiny sub pickup or kick hint. That emptiness makes the impact slam harder when it comes back in. Now, don't stop at one pass. Resample a few versions of the breakdown. Make one cleaner and more old school. Make one darker and more saturated. Make one with more FX and a bit more aggression. Then listen back and choose the most musical sections from each. This is one of the best parts of working with audio in DNB. Printed audio gives you momentum. Sometimes the best fill isn't programmed. It's chopped from a resampled pass that already has the right energy. And finally, check the breakdown in context. Do not judge it in solo only. Play it with the section before and the drop after it. Ask yourself, does the tension rise naturally? Does the break still dance after filtering? Is the bass hollow in a good way or just weak? Does it feel like a proper DNB record arrangement? If the low end gets messy, use utility or EQ to keep the sub mono and clear out mud around 200 to 500 HC. If the filtered break gets sharp, tame some of the 2.5 to 5k HC area. If the section feels disconnected, it probably needs better phrase logic, not just more processing. A few pro moves before we wrap up. Try a halftime ghost breakdown where the break feels full tempo, but the bass responds like it's in halftime. That can create a heavy, spacious transition without losing urgency. Try call and response with mute gaps. Let the bass answer the break, or the break answer the bass. That conversational feel is very jungle, very DJ friendly, and it keeps the section moving. You can also print a reversed drum hit or a reversed break cluster and place it right before the drop. That often sounds more organic than a generic riser. And if the transition still feels weak, resample the whole breakdown bus and chop the best one or two beats into a fill. Sometimes the printed audio has more momentum than the original MIDI ever will. So the big takeaway is this: a strong filtered breakdown in Ableton Live 12 is built from warped break control, resampled bass movement, clear phrasing, and focused automation. The groove should never disappear completely. It should morph. Use warp, auto filter, drum bus, saturator, utility, EQ8, and resampling to shape tension without losing the club weight. Keep the arrangement phrase based. Preserve the identity of the break and bass, and make the drop return feel earned. Now go build one that doesn't just filter out, it transforms.